I want to go back to the first period. I think the Guelph Storm brought what you would have expected them to bring in that first period tonight, and your goaltender was the difference maybe in the whole game.
Well, he was. I don't know how many stars you guys gave out, but in my mind, he was first, second, and third. He allowed us to stay in the game. You know, Guelph, to their credit, came out the way we expected them to, but, you know, we didn't respond well in the first period. We were on the bench trying to get the guys going, but we just didn't have great legs. I thought we got better in the second and obviously got our forecheck going. And then, obviously, you know, for me, that penalty kill that led to our first goal, I think, was a momentum changer for us where we were able to get confidence. But we don't get that confidence without John. He was spectacular.
You can only do so much from behind the bench, Steve, to manage the game in terms of at the very end getting guys like Murphy off the ice. I get that. But how do you keep the players to continue to turn the other cheek?
You know, from day one, we talked about it, and we said that they were going to try to get to Ryan and they were going to try to get to John. And, you know, the key for us is keeping the train on the track, and we're going to be business as usual. We're going to stay focused. We're going to stay in the moment. And when guys like Ben Thompson, Derek Schoenmakers can do that, it sends the right message. So it's just keeping the train on the track, Mike, and making sure we don't become unglued.
What is the message now going into Game 3? Is it consistency from what you've had from the first two games?
Yeah, it's looking at the tape. It's seeing, obviously, the changes, small adjustments as these series go on. They made some changes on their penalty kill tonight and did a good job. So we'll make some adjustments ourselves. And now it really becomes a game of chess and, you know, keeping the emotion where it needs to be. But ultimately, for now, it's a game of chess and making sure our matchups are where they have to be.
Congrats on the win, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Mike.